the city buzzing with the various events of the Luminato Festival. We had the artistic, the artist in residence, Nitin Sawhney, here yesterday. Michael Crabb was here talking about opera and dance. And today we are blessed with a present by our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin. She's here to talk about Black Watch and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Why did you pick these two productions?
I picked these two because they represent the best of the theater part of the festival. Luminato says that it wants to bring the world to Toronto, and these two productions do it brilliantly. Mm. Black Watch is a play about the Iraq War from the National Theater of Scotland, and A Midsummer Night's Dream by What's-His-Name is performed by a company of actors from all parts of India, and it's directed by British director Tim Supple.
I have heard so much about Black Watch. Yeah. Everybody's talking about this. This is a play about war. There have been a lot of plays about war, but what makes this stand out?
It's a combination of stunning storytelling and brilliant performances that make this production so compelling and moving, and what every single person is talking about. A journalist interviews several former soldiers who have come back from Iraq about their experiences. He does this in a pub. They were expecting a woman journalist, so they're not happy that they've got this guy, and therefore they're not really forthcoming with about the information. But their swagger and smugness about why they went, you know, they wanted the prospect of adventure, and they thought they would get women when they came back.
Yes.
That slowly turns to the most gut-wrenching, heartbreaking stories. The stories are peppered with very colorful, scatological language. The recollections are both hilarious and harrowing. And we fluctuate from the dialogue in the pub to the reenactment of what happened in Iraq. One former soldier thought he would make the army his life, and we learn in a scene that leaves you both limp in your seat and gripping the seat why he changed his mind. And it's the story of Black Watch, a celebrated Scottish regiment that was going to be amalgamated into another group, thus putting an end to its long, impressive history. Iraq was its last posting as Black Watch, as a separate entity. Author Gregory Burke has shaped these firsthand stories, and his research of the amalgamation of Black Watch into this stunning play is the result.
So that's Black Watch.
Yeah.
What about A Midsummer Night's Dream? What makes this production stand out?
The director, Tim Supple, has studied the theater of India. He's fascinated by that, and he's been true to both it and Shakespeare's story. This is a play that takes place in hot, steamy midsummer in a Grecian forest. It involves two couples with wavering affections, a fairy king and queen who get into the act, and a mischief-making spirit named Puck who mixes up the couples by mistake and then fixes it with fairy dust. No comments, please.
Yes.
It's a romp. Okay. It's a sex romp.
Thank you.
Tim Supple has directed one of the most visually stunning productions of the play I have ever seen. Characters burst through walls of white paper. They do acrobatics above the stage. They scamper up and down ropes of silk and bamboo structures with assurance and daring. It's one of the sexiest renderings of this play I've seen as well. I mean, you know, sexually charged couples in a forest at night with strange goings on. Is it getting hot in here? Am I getting excited? Is my estrogen cacking up? I know. Anyway, the flavor of India is so front and center, from the design to the acting, and the cast speak not only in English, but also seven Indian dialects. No surtitles. You don't need them if you know the play. If you don't know the play, there is a synopsis. There is a quibble. I'll tell you. I think the acting is often declamatory and not varied, and occasionally the English is not clear. But that's a quibble when the spirit of the play and the vibrancy of India is so beautifully realized.
And so finally, the stories in Black Watch, how are they presented in this production? Because the stories sound like they're really the heart of it here.
That's right. Again, director John Tiffany's vision is so vibrant here, but it's in a different way to the colorful dazzle of Midsummer Night's Dream. He uses a minimum of props and table, you know, for a table and chairs represent the pub. A pool table represents everything else from a pool table to a truck to a lookout. You know, I can't even look at a pool table in the same way. So he realizes the stories of what happened in Iraq, and in the pub we have the psychology of the former soldiers. Tiffany directs with economy. His images result in the full emotional punch. We're told the whole history of Black Watch in sharp, short images. It's like watching a gripping tennis match. The cast of 10 perform with precision and grit. I came out of the Varsity Arena into blazing sunlight, emotionally drained from the stories and elated at the brilliant theater.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic. She publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. Black Watch is at Varsity Arena, A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Cannon Theater. They both run through the 15th of June, part of the Luminato Festival. Luminato.com will tell you more.